On my honor, I will kill you. Marvell unsuccessfully tries to reason his way out of the situation. I am a miserable tool, the worst possible tool you could have. I'm not strong, says Marvell. Go on. Don't drop those books, stupid. I will stimulate you, answers the voice. Marvell realizes there is no way to escape. Later that day, Marvell arrives in Port Stowe and rests on a bench outside the town. He has the books with him, but he left the bundle of clothing in the woods. As he sits there, an elderly mariner comes and sits down beside him. He's carrying a newspaper. Quoting from the paper, the mariner brings up the topic of an invisible man. Peculiar story from Epping, reads the mariner. Extraordinary story. According to the newspaper, evidence indicates that he took the road to Port Stowe. The mariner points out that such a man might be able to trespass, rob, or even escape a police patrol. Marvell begins to confide in the mariner, saying he knows some things about this invisible man. Sudden pain interrupts Marvell.
What's up? Says the mariner, very concerned.